Now that the Mountain Bike World Cup race at Snowshoe has ended, we asked Kara Rose of the Pocahontas County Convention and Visitors Bureau to sum it up. Kara, I understand that the World Cup went well.
Tim, it certainly did. It was one extraordinary event for Snowshoe, Pocahontas County, and West Virginia. What a way to introduce the world to Nature's Mountain Playground.
How many spectators do you think were there?
Snowshoe's estimating between 12,000 and 13,000 attendees to this event. So this makes it one of the largest events that Snowshoe has ever hosted, if not the largest event. And the crowd was magnificent. They were friendly. They were there to enjoy the experience and root their favorite racer on. It was exciting.
Did you get much activity at the CVB booth that you had set up there?
We sure did. We were there where the cross-country racing and the short track racing took place. We had a great location. We saw lots of visitors. We handed out a lot of Nature's Mountain Playground swag as well. Visitors from around the world picked up our materials. They asked about other areas to mountain bike. Over 30 nations were represented in the races. We saw folks from Poland, Germany, Austria, Switzerland, England. They said that they loved it here. Some of them have been here before, but the vast majority of them had not been, and they just loved the entire area and intend to return. I just heard just really wonderful, outstanding things about our community. The campgrounds around the National Forest were really full. People were actually parked at all the trailheads, riding the trails around the county. And so it just bodes exceptionally well for the fact that we're building this mountain bike destination. Not only did we get our IMBA designation in early August, but then we hosted the World Cup at Snowshoe Mountain Resort.
Did you get any feedback from people that maybe had never been here before about the trails?
The few people that commented about trails said that they were in great shape. A lot of these visitors come from cities and they spend a lot of time on what I'll call groomed trails that are specifically designed and built for city areas. So what they were looking for and what they were hoping to find were trails that were backcountry experiences, the more rugged terrain that maybe they don't really have much opportunity to ride in the more metropolitan areas that they are from. And they were not disappointed. Found what they wanted. And of course, with the weather being just magnificent, it was just really icing on the cake to make it a great experience for all the riders, whether they were out riding around the county on the trails or simply in the race. I heard exceptionally great things about the race course, how great it was. I read something on the internet that it quite possibly was the best downhill race course that they'd ever seen.
How many races were there?
They have a downhill race, a cross-country race, and a short track race. Within each of those races, there were a couple of different kinds of categories, men and women's in all of them. And then you have the junior racers, you have the Olympic racers, and the elite racers. So there were a variety of races. And in the end, people that stood on the podium were literally from around the world. Kate Courtney, one of the world's best mountain bike racers from America, did win the overall World Cup for women.
What kind of future impact do you think that's going to have?
We'll see an immediate impact. Not only did we have 13,000 visitors coming to this event, but Red Bull TV broadcasted this around the world. So we're talking about exposure for Snowshoe, Pocahontas County, and West Virginia to millions of viewers. I believe the visuals, the video footage, and the commentary about the area and the trails and the race course will drive some mountain bikers here. Obviously, in the springtime, once we begin our campaign for the Ride Center, we will also begin seeing more impact.
Tim Walker, Allegheny Mountain Radio News.